You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The first thing Jesus said here, without even saying it, is that the world is a dark place. The world is a dark place. You must understand that. That is why we can't embrace the world. We can't go and borrow ideas of the world. The philosophy of the world, we cannot borrow it. The world is in a dark place. You only need to write something that is truthful, and you will be shocked how many people will come against it. The world is in a dark place. But he said, you are the light of the world. It is darkness that needs light. It is where there is darkness that you need light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now he's saying to us, you are the light of the world. It means what I am in the world, that's what you also are in the world. You are the light in the world. But then look at what he said immediately after that. But please take note, the world, global. That means you keep saying that what God intends to do with our life is not a small matter. He didn't say you are the light of Jerusalem, or you are the light of Samaria or Judea. He said you are the light of the world. He said further, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. He's just simply saying that, see, if you are light, it will be obvious. We will see it. If you carry the light of Jesus, it will be obvious. You don't need to do anything. A city on a hill does not shout, look at me, I am here, I am a city on a hill. No, everybody sees it. If you have a skyscraper, you know, I'm sure if it was today, maybe the example Jesus will have given is a skyscraper. The skyscraper in, is it Dubai? Burj Khalifa. You cannot miss it. You can't say, well, I didn't see it. You will see it, and it doesn't need to do anything for you to see it. And that's what Jesus is saying. That if we are truly light, people will see that we are light. We will give light. If we are not giving light, it's because we are not light. He said, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So he added by saying that, say, I didn't make you light so that you can be hidden. Oh, you want to just live your own life quietly and go about your own business. No, you are not light. You see, a light does not make effort to shine. A light shines by default. A light shines naturally. No effort needed. If you are truly light, we will see it. If you are a light, you will shine. You don't need to tell us that you are light. If you are light, we will see it. People around you will see it. Your spouse will see it. Your parent will see it. Your colleague will see it. Your society will see it. Do they see light in you? Now, look at the last part. He said, let your light so shine before men. He didn't say let your light so shine before God. Some people are shining before God, but they can't shine before men. Oh, my ministry. This woman, you want to destroy my ministry. You are a wicked husband at home, but you want to be a great pastor in the church. You are a deceiver. You have no light. He said, let your light shine before men. Let it shine before your wife. Let it shine before your children. Let it shine before your spouse. Let it shine. Let your light shine. He said that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Did you notice that last part? He said they will glorify your Father in heaven. Anywhere the light that Jesus is talking about is shining. Not fake light. Anywhere this light is shining, that light points men to the Father in heaven. Because I'm wondering, how is it that when they saw that light, when they saw your good works, what they did was to glorify the Father in heaven? They didn't glorify you. They didn't glorify your church. They didn't glorify your man of God. They glorified your Father in heaven. It means that your light is pointing men to God. Your light is showing God to men. He's pointing men to the Father in heaven. You are not pointing men to yourself. You are not pointing men to money. You are pointing men to Father. Anywhere you truly shine for Christ, you will lead men to the Father in heaven. May God give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.